for the first time. Don't you know it's gonna last? It's a love that lasts forever. It's a love that has no past. Don't let me down. First time that he really done me, oh, he done me, he done me good. I guess nobody ever really done me, oh, he done me, he done me good.
Amazing. you about it now.
Music right there from Birmingham, Alabama, folk rock project known as Waxahachie. The song is called Can't Do Much. That is from her album St. Cloud. In the middle, it is new music from Lucinda Williams. Now, the iconic blues rock singer, songwriter. When she is releasing her new albums, they are full of vulnerability, heart, and who she is. But in between her own albums, she does not stop. This is a woman in her 70s, a woman who has had a stroke. But when she's not releasing her own music, she then quickly turns around and releases music of other musicians. She's done a full Tom Petty cover album, a full Bob Dylan cover album, a full Rolling Stones cover album. And now we have Lucinda Williams sings the Beatles from Abbey Road. We heard the opening track of that album from Lucinda Williams doing her take on the Beatles classic, Don't Let Me Down. And then kicking off the set, it is new music from US Girls. The new album is called Scratch It, recorded in Nashville, and it has some of those Nashville sounds. We heard the song The Clearing from US Girls. We're going to keep things going. Speaking of new music, Patty Griffin is an absolute treasure when it comes to Americana folk songwriting. For her 11th album, Crown of Roses, Patty Griffin approached it as art therapy. And here's why. Prior to writing the album, fate absolutely threw Patty Griffin a slew of obstacles. She was in treatment for breast cancer. She temporarily lost her voice. She struggled with writer's block. She ended a serious romantic relationship. And then she became her mother's caretaker in the last years of her mother's life. The album is definitely a glimpse at all the forces that have recently shaped Patty Griffin's heart. So without further ado, here we go. New Patty Griffin right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Here's the thing that I've known from the start.
Yeah, I heard that rock and roll outside the South Hill candy
music out of Montreal right there with indie folk rock singer-songwriter Alison Russell. From her debut album Outside Child, we heard the song The Runner. In the middle, it is the always delightful folk rock musician Rhiannon Giddens. The song is Too Little, Too Late, Too Bad. It's the opening track from Rhiannon Giddens' album You're the One. And then kicking off that set, it is Patty Griffin. Her newest album, her 11th album, Crown of Roses, was released just this summer. We heard the opening track, Back at the Start. Patty Griffin is touring that new album. It's a co-headline tour with Ricky Lee Jones. Two fabulous musicians coming together for what will make a great concert. So much more music coming up in the second hour of Girly So Groovy. We're going to kind of take the show into a new direction. It's going to be R&B, dance, all of that in the second hour. Again, Girly So Groovy, genre hops, baby. But before we get to that, hey, I just want to remind you, and I say this every week, consider it commercial time, but I feel like it's my duty to tell you this. If you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy, or if you just want to listen again, know that you can access Girly So Groovy 24/7. All you have to do is go to the absolutely free, no membership required website, Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. You will find 10 weeks worth, that's 20 hours of the program. And all you need to do is hit play. You can hit pause. You can come and go at your leisure. You can take it on the road. You can listen at home. Whatever works for your world, go for it, baby. All right, let's wrap up this first hour. Trying to think of what kind of note. We've veered into indie folk rock, and then we're going to kind of move a bit into R&B. So what can bridge those worlds? Oh, I know how I want to wrap up this first hour. It's a voice that I've been wanting to feature here on Girly So Groovy for a few weeks now. Edmonton, Alberta, alternative folk rock singer-songwriter Dominique Adams. She is one of those voices that just feels like it's made for folk rock on summer nights, these early fall days. It was back in July that Dominique Adams released her latest album, To Keep. We're going to listen to the title track. And if you like what you hear, know that you can find Dominique Adams on Bandcamp. Right now, here she is with To Keep here on Girly So Groovy.
Uncertainty, but I want to see.
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and, of course, to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fantastic female-fronted radio. In the second hour, I've got music on the way from Goldfrapp, music coming up from Rosie Lowe, Erykah Badu on the way,